from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, July 2nd. Coming up, a recent study found that LGBTQ plus youth in foster care are at higher risk for abuse and harassment than those not in foster care. We'll learn what the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is doing to try to change that in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Drivers will no longer have their licenses suspended because of unpaid fines under a law that took effect yesterday. Maureen McKinney has more on who's been most affected by the suspensions.
Blacks and the impoverished comprise most of the people whose driver's licenses were suspended for failure to pay traffic fines, said the Reverend Rachel Burkhan Rommelfanger.
There are a lot of folks that get their driver's license suspended and then have to make the horrible choice between legally driving and going to work or illegally driving so they can continue to live their lives, to go to work, pick up their children, all because of unpaid debt.
The Jobs Council recently analyzed suspensions in all zip codes in the state. Those with the highest Black and low-income populations also had the greatest number of suspensions. I'm Maureen McKinney.
A Bloomington attorney and Lincoln scholar is giving an 1854 letter Lincoln wrote to a Peoria attorney to the Abraham Lincoln Library and Presidential Museum in Springfield. Guy Fraker says it's a response to Ian Powell's message to Lincoln that Lincoln's attempt to gain a U.S. Senate seat was illegal. At the time, state lawmakers chose senators. Lincoln was in the House, and Fraker says he would have been voting for himself.
Powell advised him he better resign from the House of Representatives. And so he said, and I love this little twist that he added in there, he said, acting on your advice and my own judgment. In other words, he wasn't willing to admit entirely that he didn't know that.
Fraker says other parts of the letter show Lincoln at the very beginning of his political evolution from Whig to anti-slavery Democrat to a member of the soon-to-form Republican Party. Only one out of every 20 farmland acres in the Corn Belt has cover crops planted. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin explains what this means for the environment.
A mountain of research shows the benefits of planting cover crops, from sequestering carbon from the environment to keeping waterways cleaner. And yet, according to a new study from the Environmental Working Group, only 4.8% of corn and soybean acres have them. Soren Rundquist is the Director of Spatial Analysis for the EWG and a lead researcher.
This should be alarming to anyone who cares about clean water, which should be every human because we rely on it for survival.
Rundquist says the low adoption rate falls in line with federal investment in cover crops, which has gone down over the past few years in the surveyed states of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Eastern Illinois University in Charleston announced that every student taking in-person classes this fall will be expected to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. On the campus's website, EIU's president says the expectation also extends to all faculty and staff. Students who are unable to be vaccinated will be required to wear masks and practice social distancing in all indoor areas, except in their dorm room or apartment. All unvaccinated students' employees will also need to take part in ongoing COVID surveillance testing. Still to come, we'll learn what the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is doing to reduce the abuse of youth in their care who identify as LGBTQ+. That story from Carolina Garibay is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A 2019 study found that approximately 30% of youth in foster care identify as LGBTQ, compared to about 11% of youth not in foster care. The study also found that LGBTQ plus youth are at higher risk for abuse and harassment in the foster care system. But the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is trying to change that. Illinois Newsroom student journalist Carolina Garibay spoke to DCFS's chief of LGBTQI plus affairs, Marla Kortz, about why we might be seeing this overrepresentation of LGBTQ plus youth in foster care and what steps DCFS is taking to increase support for LGBTQ plus youth.
There is overrepresentation. It just depends on possibly some of the aspects of when a youth does decide to come out and say that they are LGBTQ youth status. Of course, that can happen during the custody situation or during the youth time in care, and it can happen after a foster parent has already accepted a youth into their home. So there's a number of factors that affect the overrepresentation and the risk associated with our LGBTQI plus population.
And then how might the experience of a child in the foster care system who does identify as LGBTQ plus differ from a child who maybe doesn't identify as LGBTQ plus?
So the experience can be the same or it can be different. Different in a way of it depends if that home is inclusive and affirming. There are a number of factors that may be placed as to why the experience may be different. But experiences with all of our youth, including LGBTQ, can be the same. Again, it is also dependent upon that home, their practices and their beliefs and the biases that come into play. With, as you know, being LGBTQI plus, you face a lot of different biases, discrimination, homophobia, et cetera, peer conflict, school issues, possibly more than the average young person that does not identify as that or maybe has not came out yet.
And I understand that Illinois DCFS is enhancing training and resources to support LGBTQ plus youth in foster care. I was wondering if you could go into a few specifics of that training or resources and maybe give an example of something that you're working on to enhance that and on what levels you're doing that.
Well, right now I can let you know that the department is working with the Human Rights Campaign, and we are working to blaze new trails and enhance, again, our practices. And we have partnered with them to complete our first training. We do have a webinar. The department has policies already in place. Those policies are being enhanced. And in that webinar, we have already had over 4,000 staff trained on LGBTQI plus affairs, and that includes our partnering agencies, vet staff, and, you know, internal divisions.
And then beyond Pride Month as well and continuing into the rest of the year and years ahead, what else will DCFS be doing to continue to support and encourage kids and LGBTQ plus youth in foster care?
Yes, thank you. So we have great future goals in place. We will continue to partner with our experts in LGBTQI, partnering agencies, community allies, et cetera. And we are very focused on using youth voice. So we are working to put together a group so that they can, the LGBTQI population can voice their concerns, questions, wants, and needs. We're looking forward to future events being held so that, you know, everyone can just flourish and we can see the positive growth and change within the department structure and unit. And keeping our kids safe and happy. That's the goal.
That's Marla Kortz, chief of LGBTQI plus affairs for Illinois DCFS. She encourages anyone who's interested in becoming a foster parent to consider fostering LGBTQ plus youth. You can learn more about becoming a licensed foster parent at the DCFS website. Find a link at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cooler and less humid today with mostly sunny skies and a high of 77 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Charlie Schlenker, Dana Cronin, and Carolina Garibay. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a great holiday weekend.